The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Now, indeed, we wish a happy Veterans Day to all who have served. That includes Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department, a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. He's on the line with us right now. Good morning, Sergeant Decker. How are you?
Morning, Paul. Very good.
And a happy Veterans Day, and thanks for your service.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, I had a chance to celebrate. Not quite the same, obviously, with COVID and sending the text messages back and forth and over to our friends in Canada for Remembrance Day, certainly, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll talk a little more about Veterans Day in a moment. We want to talk about something that's been going on here in our community, and that is a number of fraud cases that have recently come to light.
That's correct. So Detective Ryan Meinsberg's here with me, too, because really he's the reason we're here today talking about this specific topic. And so we're having a lot of issues here. A lot of elderly people are getting fraud phone calls, and a lot of different things are happening, and whether it's counterfeit money, online transactions, having people purchase gift cards for them, people impersonating grandchildren, and calling and requesting bond money. So those are really big issues. So I think Ryan can probably give better specifics, so I'll kind of let him talk about it a little bit too, and then some tips on how to hopefully prevent it.
Yeah, let's do that. Detective, good morning. Thanks for being with us. What kind of things are you seeing out there?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me. Well, we really wanted to get this message out here this morning just because we have seen such an increase in fraud-style complaints and these investigations that are coming across not only my desk but all the detectives' desks. And I don't know if necessarily what to attribute the increase in these investigations to, if it is the COVID and more people staying at home, or if it's that more internet transactions are occurring, but we are seeing just quite a significant increase in these style of complaints.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I'd like to caution people on is when receiving these style calls or these types of frauds, people are receiving phone calls that appear to be from local numbers, and this is one of the way that the fraudsters trick the victims, if you will, is using these local numbers. We call them spoof numbers. They're actually traced back through IP addresses that oftentimes come from overseas, not necessarily here in the States. And, you know, one of the things that a lot of victims say is that the person I was speaking to on the phone didn't have a foreign accent.
Uh-huh.
And with these spoof numbers, they're able to either A, generate a computer-generated voice, or they're able to possibly get somebody who doesn't have that foreign accent for them. So I would just caution that the phone number might appear local, and you may or may not have that person that has that foreign accent on the phone with you.
Yeah, it's incredible, the technology that's available. All of us like to think that we can't get fooled, but those that want to fool us are usually about a step or two ahead of us, aren't they?
That's exactly it. The minute that I think that I've seen every type of fraud or trick out there, there's a new one that pops up the next day on my desk. It's just, it's kind of wild right now with the way this is working.
One of the most insidious ones is people impersonating grandchildren or, you know, a relative or a friend saying, you know, help, I'm overseas or I'm in jail and I need money. That's really preying upon people's, you know, biggest fears and concerns.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, quite honestly, that hits a lot of our elderly population, you know, being grandchildren. And I guess one of the ways that we can prevent that, one of the ways that you have to be cautious of is guarding what you're putting on your social media. And specifically, I'll throw Facebook out there as something that you want to be cautious on how much information you're putting about your children, grandchildren, anybody taking vacations, and going overseas, because that's oftentimes what they'll look for when they see that information online, and you know that your family's overseas. Next thing you know is that's when you're getting one of those phone calls.
Yeah. So what should somebody do if they, you know, suspect that they might be a victim of one of these scams?
Right away, we want them to contact a police officer. and let us know about it. Oftentimes people are scared to report these style of crimes. They are ashamed that they fell for one of these tricks. It's not something that we're judging them, but we don't know if it's happening or not without them reporting it to us. So, and that's going to be one of the things in order for them to get restitution, whether it be through their credit card or whatever means necessary to get them reimbursed to try to make them whole again, that the banks and the credit card companies are wanting to see is that police report is made.
Yeah. I think sometimes people wonder if the police department locally is even the place to go to, because if they're the victim of what appears to be some sort of an international scammer, they don't know where the person is that pulled this on them. You know, they're wondering, well, you know, this didn't happen, you know, on a street in the city of Port Huron. It didn't happen, you know, somewhere here. It might have happened overseas. What's the Port Huron Police Department going to do for me?
Yes, and I would encourage all the listeners to report to your local police agency first. We work in collaboration with the bigger entities, the FBI, state police, the computer crimes units. So we do have those resources, and we can track down a lot of that information. Oftentimes, it does lead to something overseas, and they're extremely difficult to track down. But oftentimes, we've also seen where it has originated to something local, and we are able to solve that crime. So I would encourage it to get that information out there, so that way we know what is going on, and we can keep up with a lot of those trends as well.
I think one of the things to remember, too, is that most federal agencies aren't going to contact you by phone if they need to contact you. That is the IRS or Social Security Administration. A cell phone call is probably not the way they're going to try and reach you.
Exactly. And to build upon that, that's another scam that we are seeing as well, is that people can pay off IRS debt or possibly get rid of a criminal history, clear off a criminal history through the use of sending gift cards to somebody, even with a local address or a United States address, if you will. Those types of schemes are on the uptick as well. The IRS is not going to accept payment of iTunes gift cards or Amazon gift cards, those style gift cards. So never send anybody gift cards through the mail. That's going to be a scam as well.
All right. Hey, great advice. You know, if you suspect any kind of fraud or a scam like that, contact the Port Huron Police Department. Let them know, obviously if you live in the city of Port Huron or whoever your local police agency is, because this can be really damaging stuff. It can cost money. It can cost your credit score. It could be a real problem for people.
Yes. Building upon the money side of that as well, the other uptick that we are seeing is the counterfeit money, or mainly it's the motion picture use only, or the prop money, if you will. I believe it's somewhat attributed to these online transactions, the Facebook marketplace and the Craigslist style transactions, where somebody shows up with cash and what you think is cash, and it turns out that it is not real money. So I would encourage the listeners out there, when they are conducting those style transactions, to double check the money, make sure that it has all the proper markings on it, that it's not marked for motion picture use only, that there isn't some type of foreign language printed on it, and to check for those security strips in there. Anything $5 and above is going to have a security strip in it when you hold it up into the light. We here at the police department also provide a service where we have a safe spot location, which is a very well-lit area that also has cameras on it. So if that person is looking to scam you, they will be caught on camera. It makes our jobs much easier as investigators if they're on camera.
You know, that's such a great service that you provide, because, I think a lot of times, it's a great, convenience to be able to sell something online or buy something online from, a marketplace or a Craigslist or something like that. But there is that fear factor involved. You don't want to invite somebody to your house, for a transaction like that. Even meeting in a public place can feel a little sketchy. But if you're in the parking lot of the police department, that certainly feels a lot safer, a lot more secure.
Very much so, and yeah, that is a great service, and it is one that's, quite honestly, is underutilized right now, so if we can get more people using that, that's, like I say, makes our jobs much easier.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Detective, thanks for telling us about that. We appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me this morning.
All right, you bet. And Doug, again, a happy Veterans Day to you and all the vets out there. And a happy Marine Corps birthday. I know that's a big deal for you and other Marines. That was yesterday, and like you said, didn't quite get to celebrate the way you usually do, huh?
Right, but we did get out there, and like I said, there was a lot of birthday wishes back and forth, and I got a lot here at work, and you know, they chided me a lot about the Marine Corps stuff, but it's all in good fun, and you know, so we would just ask your listeners, you know, remember our veterans today. It is Veterans Day in the U.S. Remember our neighbors over in Canada. It's Remembrance Day, and you know, they honor fallen service members, and they really honor all their veterans too today. You know, it's Armistice Day. And, you know, even though a lot of events are canceled and that, we can still, you know, remember the veterans, give them a shout-out, give them a phone call. You know, I was listening earlier in the week, and you were talking about the veterans and stuff, and, you know, I always like hearing about that. So, and remember those that made the ultimate sacrifice.
Of course.
We would ask that people do that, too, please.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. Thanks so much, Doug. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.